Jim, I'm just excited for the summer. The amount of people coming to festivals and fairs, it's going to be a killer lineup this summer. The Bahamut Music Fest, Dylan Scott coming up on the 23rd and 24th. It's going to be good stuff.
Yep, Dylan's got to be on the 24th. We'll have Headbangers again on the 23rd. Chapman's Towing's got the VIP tent again.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a party tent, so go get your tickets. Come on in and have some food and some beer. They're going to have some wine and some extra stuff in there, too. So they're going to have, I think they're going to have Tito's, and they're going to have more of a selection of the bar. So
you're going to have it all under that tent then. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be right there. Okay. And we're right there by the stage. So you got, real close access to the talent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a fun time again. Always is. Music festival always has, the booths to go check out, the crafts and the stuff to buy. But you also have the great carnival food. Bring the kids out and you can always have the carnival rides. We're going to have that again.
Yep.
And it's kind of cool. There's a lot of sponsorship opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
Different levels. There's different things you can do. This year we're doing the double-sided signs that you see on the bicycle fence,
Yeah.
So you can put your signs on there. You can check on the prices of that. We came out with that last year and we're now going to tear it up. So we're going to put some signs on the back of my flatbeds because all my flatbeds block the roads for, crash protection. But they're also going to put signs on the back there so we can put different advertising. You got a business, man. This is actually a great opportunity to just pick up some extra advertising.
Dang, I'm starting to think about that then.
It is really cool.
Let's see.
And it's not that expensive. And you can, one time, and you can use it next year. You don't have to pay for the sign.
See?
Just
Just the actual sponsorship.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to do that. I wonder if they're going to have the shuttle again this year, because didn't they always have the shuttle where you park kind of out by Schnucks and then they shuttle you over?
Doing it again. They got the shuttle again. We're talking to a couple sponsors for that. I think we've got a couple lined up, but there's always sponsorships for the priority parking. There's some priority parking that's close by the fire department. There's some on-street parking closer to the event too. So you can check all that out. It's a premium parking. I mean, it's a free concert. I mean, you're going to see some top talent. I mean, Dylan Scott is huge, so he's going to be a pretty good talent. It's the nice thing about it. I get to meet him. So,
you do?
Well,
okay.
I should say I get to meet him. There's a good chance I get to meet him.
Okay. Well, I must say I've heard he's a very nice guy, so I think you'll have fun with him.
Yeah. So every year it's been kind of nice for me to be the sponsor, to be able to meet. I met Chris Jensen last year. I met Phil Vassar. I've actually picked up Mark Wills when the tour bus broke down.
Oh my god!
In Effingham, that was pretty fun.
I bet that was fun. He's probably like, "Oh, thank you for saving me."
It was supposed to be Mark Chestnut was supposed to be there, and he got caught in a hurricane, so he couldn't get here. And so they got Mark Wills at the last minute, his band, and of course the bus broke down. So they said, "Hey, Jim, how do we get him here?" So I got him loaded up in the trailer, and I kind of messed with the promoter and Dave Parsons, who oversees the whole events, right? And they were calling me up, said, "Hey, well, how soon are you going to be here?" I said, "Man, I'm over here in Effingham." This is 3 hours later. I'm over here in Effingham. I can't find him, Dave. I really can't find him. He's sweating. He's calling the promoter. Promoter calls me, Casey. And he calls me. "You really can't find him?" I'm like, "I got him in a truck. I'm about 15 minutes out." And Mark Wills and his whole band's just busting up a gut, right? So when go back a little bit further, when I loaded him up, I got him all in the truck. And I said, "You know what? It's a good thing your bus broke down." He says, "Why?" I said, "Because you guys would have never got to meet me." And Mark Wills like, "What did he say?" And the guy in the back says, "He said we would never got to meet him." And I was like, and they start all busting up laughing. So they really got it. I mean, they're a lot of fun to be able to meet these guys.
A lot of, the country guys are just, they're fun. They're real people. They're down to earth. I got to meet when Joe Nichols was at the Bahamut Music Fest. I think that was like 2019 maybe. I got to meet him and bring him on stage. And he was just down to earth, one of the most mellow guys. And I was like, I can't believe he's about to sing in a minute because of how mellow he was. I was like, does he know he's at a concert?
Yeah.
Like, he's about to sing in front of all these people. But that's just him. He's just a mellow guy. And it's just, like you said, it's free. It's fun for everyone. There's something for everyone to do there. So just get it on your calendar both days, the 23rd, 24th of August.
The Lions Club's selling beer. You don't have to drink.
There's other stuff.
But, they're promoting, beer sales. But they're also, they got Tito's Bar. And they got something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Cokes in the, with the carnival food and whatnot. So come out and enjoy yourself. You don't even have to buy anything. Just come out and enjoy the concert. It's a, like I said, it's a free concert and it's really cool.
Well, I know if I can't find you, I know where you'll be. You'll be behind the stage, maybe having a little Tito's with Dylan Scott. I don't know, since I know you're going to be spending time with him now.
what's really cool too for me, not only am I a VIP tent sponsor, but I'm also in the committee member. So I get to be able to go anywhere I want. So I can walk in and out. I got all access passes. And that's fun for me. I like doing stuff behind the scenes. So I get to see the people behind the scenes, which is really fun.
That's what I loved most about when I was full-time working in country radio. I got to bring out a lot of these folks out at the fairs, right? I got to bring out Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. Yeah. And I'll never forget the guy. I walk, behind stage, and he's a big guy. I mean, he's stocky. He's tall. He kind of looks down at me like, oh, you're the girl that's going to bring me out. I said, well, yeah. He endorses Jim Beam. That's his thing. So the amount of bottles he had in his tour bus, because he actually allowed me to go on the tour bus to just, check it out. And it was just lined with, Jim Beam. He opened a brand new bottle of it. I could hear the top come off. And I said, oh, wow, it sounds like you have a lot of those kind of floating around, but really cool guy. And that's what I loved most about it was kind of, like you said, getting that VIP walking back, just seeing what it's like back there and just going on the bus, meeting the folks. It's a lot of fun.
There's a couple of them that are a little bit about themselves, right?
Sure.
And I get it. But most of the time, they're just down home. Phil Vassar, he was like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So,
It's just you never know how they're going to be, just like when you meet anybody, right? I don't know what they're going to be like. Hopefully they're cool. Yeah. But, I would say in the country genre, most of them that I've met, really cool people.
Yeah, Chris Jensen was just awesome last year. I'm looking forward to again this year.
Yep. So we're marking our calendars right now, August 23rd, 24th. Let's have fun. The Muhammad Music Fest 2024. Jim, I know I'll see you out there.
Come have some good food. Buy some tickets for the VIP tent. Come on out.
VIP it up with Jim and Tabman's Towing.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, having fun. Tabman's Towing.